Now, Wisconsin's the only state in the nation where every county shows a high percentage of excessive drinkers. That's according to new data from the Wisconsin Population Health Institute, which found that every single county in the state reported excessive drinking among 23% or more of the population. It's compared to a national average of 19%. Our next guest tracks health issues in cities around the U.S. His maps show similar trends, with Wisconsin cities showing higher rates of problem drinking than average. We're talking about the problem of binge or excessive drinking in Wisconsin, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. What have you observed about drinking culture in Wisconsin? What's your experience like? If you moved here from another part of the country or the world, were you surprised at what you saw when it came to attitudes towards alcohol here in the state? You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Ben Spohr is the manager of metrics and analytics at City Health Dashboard, which looks at health metrics, lots of them, in cities around the U.S. Ben, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I just mentioned this county-by-county study from UW here. You go city by city. What kind of things do you find when you look at Wisconsin cities and drinking?
Yeah, it's a great question. We have 12 Wisconsin cities on the City Health Dashboard. And clicking along around the website in preparation to talk to you today, website is cityhealthdashboard.com. Sort of the city level rates reinforce or validate what the report you mentioned said from the, I believe you said, Population Health Center in Wisconsin, yeah. Institute in Wisconsin, which is the city level average amongst the cities on the dashboard, which is the largest 756 cities in the country, is a little bit lower than the county average. It's around 17%. And the Wisconsin cities are around 23 to 26% of the population reporting binge drinking. So it's higher.
And for the purposes of your data dashboard, how did you define excessive drinking? What is the threshold?
Yeah, it's a great question. The data that we display on the dashboard are provided by the CDC Places Project. And the Places Project conducts a big annual survey, and that survey takes place at the county level. And they then analyze the data down to a neighborhood level, also known as census tracts. So binge drinking is when individuals who respond to the survey report drinking over a certain amount of alcohol each week, or a specific incident, like one day per week where they drink a lot of drinks. And the number is a little different for men and women. I believe it's when men consume five or more drinks, or women consume four or more drinks in about 2 hours. That's considered binge drinking. So if you are playing beer pong once a week, you might qualify for this. Or if you have an exciting night at the bar celebrating something and you and your friends do shots, that might constitute a drink. You might drink those many drinks in 2 hours and constitute as having done some binge drinking.
Talking to Ben Spohr, manager of metrics and analytics at City Health Dashboard, which looks at health metrics in cities across the U.S. We're looking specifically at drinking and Wisconsin. His information on cities shows all the Wisconsin cities they look at higher than average when it comes to binge drinking. Another new county by county report shows all Wisconsin counties at the highest level of excessive drinking. You can join in with your thoughts on alcohol and Wisconsin at 800-642-1234. What do you see in your community? If you moved here from out of state, were you surprised at what you saw when it came to alcohol culture? The number is 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Ben, I want to talk to you about the dashboard a little bit. What is your goal? I know you don't just do alcohol on there. You use lots of different health measures. What is your goal in kind of setting these things side by side so we can compare and contrast from city to city?
Yeah, so you may have to cut me off as my dissertation on this topic gains steam over here. We have over 35 metrics of health and factors that impact health and drive health outcomes for the cities on our dashboard. And the idea here is sort of twofold. Different metrics will be more relevant in different cities. Some cities may be really interested in binge drinking. Others may be interested in walkability or cardiovascular disease deaths. We also have a COVID local risk index on the dashboard, which helps you get a sort of neighborhood level understanding of what are the risks related to COVID. We also are able to put these metrics side by side and say what else is going on in neighborhoods where there is, for instance, high binge drinking. Is there also lower walkability or higher prevalence of frequent mental distress, for example? And those two things may be related. We also include a number of metrics that sort of capture the fundamental causes or social drivers of health, social conditions that we know are related to health outcomes over the course of someone's life. So for instance, how many people in this neighborhood have a high school degree? How many of the children in this neighborhood are living in poverty? What's the income inequality like in these neighborhoods? And so we're trying to take a sort of holistic view. We also are trying to do it in a way that's accessible to policymakers, community organizations, and individuals so that you at home listening to this right now can go to cityhealthdashboard.com and explore what's going on in your city and get a comprehensive idea of the conditions that drive health, the behaviors that produce health, and health outcomes by clicking around the website. I also personally like making cool maps, and there's a lot of cool maps on the website. So we hope that you, if you do go click around, that you like it.
And you've got 12 Wisconsin cities: Milwaukee, Madison, Appleton, Eau Claire, Green Bay, Janesville, Kenosha, La Crosse, Oshkosh, Racine, Waukesha, West Allis. All of them show higher levels than average drinking. And then in the county one I mentioned earlier, all of the state's counties show higher excessive drinking levels than the national average. I don't know. Is it weird to see a whole state stand out like that? It's not. This is not a neighborhood nuanced thing going on here.
It's hard to say what's weird or not. I will say that the pattern is consistent, right? We see it at the county level. We see it at the city level. I was reading one of the reports from the Population Health Institute earlier that says the burden of binge drinking Wisconsin is around $4 billion in cost per year. So you in one of your earlier calls asked for people to call in, said, you know, what's your experience of the drinking culture? And perhaps I'm not an expert in this, but perhaps there's cultural factors driving this specific to Wisconsin that are different than in other places. That's not the exact type of research I do, so I'm not an expert in it, but it does stand out as a pattern.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Joe is with us in Eau Claire. Joe, hi.
Hi. I think you just addressed part of my question. I was curious to know how unique Wisconsin is to the rest of the country in this respect, and if there were any obvious correlations between heritage or other cultural differences.
Joe, I gotcha. And thanks a lot for that call. And I know I've talked to guests about this topic before, and some people point toward the state's German heritage, but the experts I've talked to said Wisconsin never had a monopoly on German Americans. They moved to other places too, and they brewed beer in those other places too, so that can't be the only factor. Ben, I know you've got a bunch of different metrics. I mean, do you see generally anything correlating as far as other health behaviors with high alcohol consumption levels?
So we haven't done an in-depth dive into that specific issue, but some of the metrics that I would look at if I were to do that type of analysis would be, for example, frequent mental distress, which I mentioned earlier, which, you know, that's sort of a circular relationship. Folks who are experiencing mental distress may want to drink more, and people who want to drink more, that may cause mental distress. Some of the economic factors may also drive people to drink, for instance, income inequality or poverty. But it really, and this is one point I want to emphasize about the City Health Dashboard, is that our data are only as useful as they are informed by local experience and expertise. And so I'm from California and live in New York, and I don't know enough about Eau Claire or any of the other cities on the dashboard to tell you, here's what's going on here. Here's what's driving these high binge drinking rates. And that's why I'm excited to be on a call-in show, because I'm excited to hear from others who live in these cities or other places in Wisconsin. Like, what do you think is going on? What cultural factors or traditions or what else might be going on that drives these high numbers? That's what I'm hoping to learn from callers today.
We're picking up our talk with Ben Spohr about binge drinking in Wisconsin. He's the manager of metrics and analytics at City Health Dashboard, which looks at health metrics in cities across the U.S. On his dashboard, Wisconsin cities show higher levels of drinking, excessive drinking, than the rest of the country. County-by-county studies show the same thing. You can join in. He's got the data. You've got the experience. 800-642-1234. Do you see a lot of drinking where you live? Why do you think it is? What would it take to change it if you want to change it? 800-642-1234 is the number. Let's go to your calls now. Kenneth is with us in Janesville. Kenneth, hi.
Hello. It all is deja vu all over again. And that's in the 1960s, changed society's attitude to alcoholism and drug use to a medical problem rather than a moral problem. And through state law 5142, set up a whole system of dealing with it and prevention programs, et cetera. But all of that within the last 50 years has been taken apart by the conservative legislators, and now we have the same thing we had in the late 1960s.
Gotcha, Kenneth. Thanks a lot for the call. And Ben, that makes me think, is your hope that your dashboard can be used to maybe measure progress of efforts like the ones Kenneth said we abandoned?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So this is going to be like a little crash course in survey research, and I promise I will not make this too boring. We have multiple years of data for the binge drinking metric and some other metrics on the dashboard, but the surveys on which provide the information for these metrics are not done on the same people every year. They're done on different people. And so it can give you an idea of what's going on in a place in one year and then the next year. But we don't advise using it to track trends, because it really is asking the same question of a different group of people every year. And so it's not quite a perfect instrument for tracking change. That said, when we see patterns as strong as the one we're seeing in Wisconsin, both city and county level, it does indicate that there's something to think about and to perhaps intervene on consistently here. If we saw that these binge drinking rates were high for one year, and then in the preceding and following year, the numbers were closer to the national average, we may think that there was a problem with how the survey was administrated or data analysis, or maybe it was a really fluky year in which perhaps there was like a global pandemic and people were feeling down. But because the CAD pattern is more consistent around binge drinking in these cities, in these counties, over time, it is more suggestive than it would be if it were a barren one-year bump.
Thanks a lot for that call, Kenneth. We'll go to Sue in Lake Monogamon. Sue, hi.
Hi, it's Lake Monogamon, but that's okay.
Lake Monogamon, I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me. What is your story there?
My comment would be that I feel like formerly living in Minnesota, now living in Wisconsin, I find that there are just so many little bars township bars, county bars, bars all over the place that don't seem to have the same restrictions or laws. So I feel like it's loose laws, if you will, that help contribute to the drinking issues because, you know, a lot of these bars are open at times you wouldn't expect. And I don't know if it's an enforcement thing or what, you know, specifically the laws are, but it just seems like it's so much easier to be able to find places to drink in Wisconsin. I know even one other thing, when we would come to our cabin in Wisconsin, you know, my kids always thought it was so cool because they would say, you can drink in Wisconsin if you're with your parents. And I'd be like, well, yeah, you know, you can't. But anyway,
gotcha. Sue, thank you so much for sharing what you're seeing there. And we heard other explanations. Pete wrote on the Ideas Network Facebook page, I don't think people see it as a problem. Some are proud of it and proud of Wisconsin's reputation as a drinking state. Thanks a lot for that call. Let's go to Tim now in Middleton. Tim, hi.
Yes, hi. I was curious if the researcher had a breakdown of the age groups. It seemed like a lot of those cities also are college communities, then, and if that would also skew the socioeconomics since those college students don't have their degrees yet. I was wondering if they had any breakdowns on that.
Interesting, Tim. Thanks for the call. Some of those are college towns. Waukesha and West Allis, not known as college towns, though. And again, similar numbers apply in counties all over the state. But do you have things like age breakdowns on the city-by-city alcohol data, Ben?
Yeah, it's a great question. And also to Sue's previous point, we don't have those data on the dashboard currently. We do have them for some of our other metrics, but we can't get granular enough survey data on binge drinking to give a stable demographic breakdowns. However, there are other sources of data available at larger geographies. I don't know if they're available at the county, but they are available for the U.S. And it does show that younger folks, 18 to 24 and 25 to 34, are binge drinking. More of them are binge drinking than folks in the sort of 35 and up range. And I believe one of the reports from the Population Health Institute that sort of spurred this conversation pointed out that binge drinking is higher in counties with college towns. And so I think that that's on point. There's probably research out there about the relationship between socioeconomic status and binge drinking, but I haven't seen it, so I don't want to make any claims along those lines. And finally, you know, the policy instruments that are meant to address this problem are like enforce the current laws and pass more strict laws. And so it's, you know, local enforcement is a big part of this picture.
Time for one more. We lost the caller. We've got Bob then in Eau Claire. Bob, hi.
Hi, everybody. Bob in Eau Claire. I was a university administrator for a good many years where we had horrendous problems with injured student and injured people. And there is a pervasive off-the-hook philosophy about the cost of alcoholic beverage sales and taxation. And multiple millions of dollars in public money is spent remediating this problem, and in law enforcement, likely 50% of law enforcement costs are alcohol related. There is an absolute need to double and triple again the alcohol beverage tax so it begins to sustain the costs the industry is generating. But it's so well lobbied that doesn't happen. So the attitude we've got to purvey is excessive drinking is not tolerated by way of our philosophy and because of the injury and because of our care and love for our young people and others. So it's time to go after this liquor lobby and make them pay the cost.
Bob, thanks a lot for the call. And Ben, that brings me actually to a point I wanted to kind of wrap up with. There's a reason that excessive drinking ends up on your dashboard of health. It does come with a health cost. Just in our last half minute, can you talk about that?
Yeah, you're right. It's not only an end in itself in that drinking lots of alcohol does bad things to your body, but it also can cause serious consequences for the course of people's lives, be it that they get in a car accident and die, or that they become addicted to alcohol or lose a job or other social consequences. And so it cannot be underestimated, and it could be the case that a cultural shift is needed.
Thanks a lot for that call. And Ben, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Ben Spohr is manager of metrics and analytics at City Health Dashboard, which looks at health metrics in cities across the U.S. You can search for City Health Dashboard and find out where Wisconsin cities stack up. We've been talking about binge drinking in the state. You can keep sharing your thoughts on the Ideas Network Facebook page.